is Ningo. People usually call me Janet. I am 18 years old and I am come from Vietnam. Today, I will be talking about how cyberbullying on social media influences young generation. I will be interviewing my cousins. One is an adult, the other is in elementary students, and my classmate who study at Auckland International High School to find out their opinions about the question, do you think social media is helpful or does it unhelpful to young generation?
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm born and raised in America and I went to school at Academy of Arts University in San Francisco and I majored in film producing.
My name is Kwong. I study at Lincoln Elementary School.
My name is Andrea Leiva, and I'm from Mexico, and I'm 17 years old.
I definitely think that social media is helpful for all generations.
I think I'm half, because it's helpful in some ways, like if you're learning a new language, you can download apps to learn new languages, and you can use Translate, or you can communicate with your family.
Do you think Facebook is affect bad to young generations?
No. Well, actually, it depends on how the younger generation uses social media, such as Facebook. It could be used in good ways. It can be used to show positivity. Like if someone were to be an aspiring dancer, they can show off their dancing moves and the world can see it and videos. And in other ways that it could be used in bad situations is when it's used to bully other people, kidnapping kids, because you never know who's really on the other side of the wall when you're messaging people over the internet.
It's also because, like I say, Facebook has a lot of fake news and it's hard to believe which one it is true or which one is fake. Help us to communicate with our families that is around the world, like in different countries. For example, Facebook to talk with my dad because he's from Mexico and I'm in the United States.
How do you feel when you see videos about cyberbullying on Facebook?
When I see videos about cyberbullying on Facebook, it is sad to watch that so many people are killing themselves over these type of things because are cyber bullies, because they can't actually show their faces and instead they just hide behind a screen.
Have you ever been or seen someone else be in cyberbullied before?
Yes, two kids were wanting to take a dick pic and one was pulling down their pants and then, well, it was censored, but then the kid took a picture and sent it to a girl, but then she posted it online. Days later, when the kid came to school who took the picture and people were like, hey, I saw you. And then he gets really sad and anxious about it, and then people start to say that he saw it and other people saw it, and yeah.
Oh, I definitely see people being cyberbullied all the time on YouTube comments. It's Facebook comments. A lot of YouTubers get bullied all the time. If you go through the comments, you'll see a ton.
Do you think cyberbullying deserves to take person life from the world?
No, of course no one deserves to die over being cyberbullied. It doesn't make sense.
I don't think cyberbullying deserves to take a person's life, since who's getting cyberbullied still has many things that they can do. Like, they have many possibilities, like getting a job, getting married, living a happy life, and people just saying stuff about you. And sometimes someone even suicided, which, yeah, which is kind of sad.
If you have a chance, you have the community to prevent the cyberbullying on social media?
Yeah, but I'm not really sure how I would help the community being cyberbullied. I mean, you could help a person if you physically know them. Or I guess you can downvote a cyberbully's comments, or you could also report it to Facebook. I believe that if they get downvoted or reported about 100 times, their profile will get deleted.
Yes, of course. I will, like, fight for students to not bully other students because we are in a community. And in a school, they teach us how to work in a community. community. And we also can teach those other students how to work in a community. It don't have to be here at school. It can be outside in their house, because like I say, some students bully other students because they have problems in their house, and they think that's like a solution to take that angry off.
I don't want to get cyberbullied myself, and if I were to stop it, I would get cyberbullied more than the person who is getting cyberbullied.
As you can see, there are two different opinions on this issue. On one side, all of my interviewees said that social media was not bad at all. They would like to keep using social media for their entertainment. On the other side, they said that social media was bad because of the people. They blame people who use social media in the wrong way, which means use social media to do bad things to hurt other feelings, like cyberbullying, body shaming, show the jealous by wrote negative comments on other pictures. In my opinion, social media is not bad. It is the way to help people around the world connect to each other, to communicate, learn each other's cultures. I also agree to what my interviewees' opinions about the way people choose to use social media are wrong, not because just the social media is affect back to young generations. I strongly disagree with people who choose to use social media to do bad things that bring the other feeling down, lead to a result that take a person's life. By making this podcast, I think this is one way to help community change their mind about social media. Also warning people who used to be a cyberbuller, stop doing it right now. From the bottom of my heart, I want people please stop hurting each other, because we are human and we're supposed to love each other and care each other. At the end, I would like to say thank you to all of my interviewees who have been here today to let me interview them. Thank you all for being here. Reporting from Auckland International Studios in beautiful Auckland, California, this has been Janet Ngo.